Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Hosted by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. If you're looking for some inspiration from and for normal people, or simply want to know the bros a little more, you better open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
And now, welcome to the next episode of Argue Bros. Your co-host, Nico Pingin. You also got Jess Freeman and Fred in Progress today in the building. How y'all doing?
Howdy, howdy. I'm doing great.
Life is good.
You know, some life is not so good because, you know, if you had to grow up today, you might not have the chance to even see a male teacher. Mm-hmm. Ain't that sad.
And they're keeping our schools safe, man.
Who?
All the non-male teachers.
Well, you think male teachers are a problem?
No, I wish they existed, but they don't. They're a dying breed. There are too many possible pedophiles among them.
Oh. I can understand if it was a male teacher in an all-girl school, maybe.
No, they need a father figure.
But then, you know, you need somebody to not just be, you know, giving them leeway all the time. But it's kind of sad the way that nobody really wants that profession nowadays.
It's kind of the way it's publicly marketed. Like, women are teachers and nurses, and men are lawyers and doctors, and trying to do like IT now and stuff. Plus, it's not that great of a paying field as well.
You think it might reverse or change if teachers were actually getting paid like somewhere around 50 plus?
I mean, that one, it's like a three-way split of like problems. It's the way we look at male teachers as like threats to children. Because apparently in this day and age, men are threats to children. And then it's the pay as well.
Wait, so you're saying even if the pay was up there, some men might not want to take that profession because they either might get tempted to do something or that...
Oh, men don't even want to step on an elevator sometime when there's just a woman there. What do you mean they want to be in a classroom full of children?
Like, for real? That's the age where we're at now?
It's dangerous, man. I got to record every conversation I have. Woman, just in case, you know? Just be safe.
Yeah, That's very true.
I'm like, can I touch you? Say yes. I'm like, okay, I got this voice recorded. Wait, say your name, please, and your date of birth. While this recording, thank you.
Yeah,
you gotta keep it safe, bro. You're like, I can't tutor you after school because that's dangerous.
Man, that's crazy. And you think it's more so because of a lawsuit or because actions might happen?
Well, I mean, what if the student hits on the male teacher? Like, there have been cases of that in the student line and stuff. Like, it's a lot of possibilities.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Oh, snap. So, like, if the...
Yeah, you know, a lot of girls be having crushes. Their first crush could be their male teacher. Then, like, the male teacher denies them. I don't know why they just lie on them. Like, there's so many possibilities. Too many risks. It's too many risks for men nowadays.
Man.
And so, it's a choice and the risk.
But that would suck because then if that student lied and got the teacher, you know, to get fired, then you're just going to have a female...
And not just getting fired, bro. You're getting arrested.
Wait, you get arrested?
And not even you getting arrested or fired. It's your character getting destroyed for life.
You think so?
Yeah, what do you mean do I think so? Yeah, people ain't not going to forget you as the pedophile at the high school.
But even if there was no evidence, no conclusive evidence, it was just...
We live in the world of social media. What is evidence when half the population believes it's true because they don't have enough time to look at anything else? They have something else to look at.
Oh, they just see the headlines and see pedophile teacher and they automatically say...
Yeah, that. Imagine someone just Googles your name afterwards and you come up as pedophile. and not even if you get proven innocent, there's an article about you being innocent. That article will probably be like 20 pages down because Google's algorithms is all about what's hot.
Wait, so that's why you're saying that men don't even want to take the risk about getting into an elevator with a woman?
Yeah.
Dang, so then who's supposed to be teaching our kids in K through 12 if all the male teachers are trying to not do that?
The manly women.
I was going to say, then we're just going to get emasculated.
I mean, no. We have women and theys.
Mm.
Now we have women and others. Them. Oh, yeah, my bad. Look at you, grammar man. The women and thems.
You better get your pronunciation right. Because I stand for the LGBTQ plus the other letters community.
So which one are you then?
S.
Yeah.
You said S?
For Super Street.
Hey, that's SS, baby.
No, because that's hard. You know, because I used to always remember that some of my favorite teachers were males, especially like the gym teachers, because they would always try to like, you know, prove that they still
most
got
teachers
it.
Teachers were males. That's super odd to me because most of my teachers were females. There was only like out of every four teachers, there was only like one male.
Really? Bro, you guarantee a male is gonna be a teacher, fam. Like almost every teacher was a male, bro. That's all. That's the only they could be in is gym.
Or a fat lady. No,
let me tell you a story real quick. The funny, my school is the gym teacher. Man, he actually fit the pedophile profile. Literally, the girls would do things for him, like blowjob and stuff. So they didn't have to work out at school. Elementary school,
that's
bro.
That's correct. Elementary.
Like, yeah. So that kind of is funny that is actually one of my teachers was.
Yes, bro. Yes.
And the men kid had to give. We had to go to the vending machine and give him candy or drinks for him to not let make us work out and stuff. I'm like, God damn, that nigga was extorting.
He was being right. What kind of teacher is this teaching you about real business? That's what he's doing,
bro. Yeah, so he got locked up for selling drugs,
bro. Bro, you know, for him that was a paradise. Like you're getting paid to do all that. You know, for him every day was like vacation. Like, why would I ever want to leave this job? Not only am I getting paid, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. Like what?
You're getting this, getting that.
And then the gang members are all protecting him and stuff because he's always letting them relax and stuff in class.
Yeah, he was selling drugs too. That way he got arrested later on, like a few years ago.
Yeah, he was dumb. He was dumb. He went at 2 a.m. in the parking lot at the school to do a deal. Like, bruh.
You know that story reminds me of so like 2 years ago I found out that my middle school history teacher got freaking put on leave. And I'm curious because this guy was like a young guy when I was there and he seemed like an outstanding guy, you know what I mean? And I'm looking at the story and in the story it says his name is like Mr. Blank asked young lady multiple times if she wanted a ride to her house. I was like, huh? Okay, let me. Maybe he's being a careful teacher. What time was it? And then I keep going. He's like, oh. And then in the story it says, young lady tells her grandmother, teacher keeps asking her to take her home and saying she's cute. I'm like, what the hell? This man teaching history?
Oh man! Oh, he probably like a certain period. You know what I'm saying, bro? Certain period of history. He's like, damn,
after class lessons, that's his best course. After class lessons.
I mean, it's kind of.
We're not doing a great job of supporting the male teacher argument. I just want to throw that out there.
I mean, it's tough because the only way that you can get more male teachers is by.
Hey, there have been way more female teachers having sex with minors, by the way, though.
But wait, we're talking about public schools. But
everyone just overlooks that, though. But there have been
they overlook that because they're all saying that it's not a punishment for the kids. Like, if you're a dude and your teacher is trying to get it with you, that's like a reward. Like, not only
did we just stumble on a double standard?
Exactly. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is a reward for the young man.
A woman dating a child is not a pedophile. It's nowhere near as bad.
It's like she's not grooming him. He's trying to, you know, get it in with her. But then when it's the man being the teacher and then the girl, she wasn't hitting on him. He was so terrible. And it could have been like how Justin was saying, like, you know, the teacher could just be minding his own business.
Bro, would you be a teacher?
Not unless it's to my own flesh and blood. That's too risky.
Right. What about a sub school teacher? Substitute. What about the substitute?
I'll be a professor. And I would be a substitute. Have you never had a substitute? They don't care what they do. They just come in, make sure everybody's in the attendance.
Nah, because I don't want to be responsible for somebody else's children. That's the thing. Like, I don't want somebody to be like, oh, Emily was fine. She was fine under Fred's watch, but then the moment you became the substitute teacher for this one day in this one period, you know, her hymen broke. Who did it?
It's like, whoa, what the fuck?
She took the bathroom pass and took a while to come back. I don't know. I'm watching the rest of the students.
Yeah, I'm the substitute teacher. What am I supposed to do?
All them kids getting pregnant in school and shit.
What does that got to do with me? It's like, it's your fault.
So do y'all think so? Is in the future teachers going to be even more so, like the same with nursing? Like you don't expect to see a man teacher? Because it's kind of like that already, but like...
My opinion, teaching is already like nursing. Teaching and nursing are so similar, bro. They're like motherly acts.
Nah, chill out. You wildin' now.
For real.
Nah.
You don't think teaching is a motherly act? That's what I'm saying.
It is definitely, but not nursing. Nursing is tough.
Yeah, but nigga, nursing is a motherly act, bro. What do you mean?
All right, explain what part of nursing is a motherly act.
The part where you have to cater to the person, whether you they're sick or not.
Caters to people?
Yeah, I think they force their ass to do whatever they have to do to get them to the right state.
I think nursing is tough. I don't think that's a motherly act, though.
Come on, like raising a child is tough. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Things
that they have to force to, they have to care the child and the betterment of the child versus what they want. So I can see what you're talking about, motherly.
But with nursing, that's different. Somebody's injured. You're nursing them back
to health. That's what a mother does. They nurse them to life.
Thank you.
None.
But, bro.
It just requires more effort.
Nah, because, you know, nurses do a whole lot of stuff, you know, versus, you know, teachers, they just teach and it's only for a specific time period.
I think it's similar, but not the same, because male teachers provide the structure and discipline that's needed in a classroom more so, and that's needed in learning. Oh, well.
But the only time a male teacher will ever
swing on you as a kid
is when you're at an older age, bro. You won't have no fourth grader be like, he's my favorite teacher because he gives me lessons about Napoleon.
Yeah, I agree. I think male teachers are more for like middle high school.
College or whatever.
You ever seen those high school teachers that still think they're young and they'll be squaring up with kids or just walk up like, do something.
He ain't trying me. Yeah,
y'all never seen that teacher? Yo, I've seen that so much. And it's like, with female teachers, they don't be doing that. They be like, guys, stop trying to fight. Go get away from each other. Like, they're like 15 feet away. They ain't trying to get in that mess.
You got to see the nonchalant male teacher walking up after the student get knocked out. Because he's sitting there just watching the fight and be like, all right, break it up now. I mean, what's there to break up? That nigga on the ground already, bro. Like, I ain't getting knocked out today.
At least with city public schools, like, you got to earn your respect with, like, male teachers and whatnot. With female teachers, the moment they know that they can just, like, fight and the teacher's not going to do nothing, like, all respect is lost for that female teacher. And for her to try to get control back of the class, like, somebody has to be like, guys, my education is so important. Let's pay attention. Like, oh my God.
That's so true.
Because the moment that somebody fights and the teacher's just like, stop fighting.
Or not even please. Education. They have to be like, you guys are animals. Act civilized.
Like, right. Like that.
Animals. We're not animals.
With a male teacher, yo, come try fight me then. And it's like, man, I'm trying to fight.
No, not even. It's like a fucking dad. Hey,
you gotta fight one. You fight one. Knock it off. Fight their entire family. You go call their uncle, call their daddy.
They'd be on that knock it off, like it's gonna do something. But then, you know, the guys are about to fight. They'd be like we don't want this.
Speaking of teachers fighting, have you guys seen that video that's gone viral of that white teacher smacking the dog doodle off of that kid?
Nah, but did you see that TikTok challenge where students were like walking up to teachers and slapping them?
No,
that black girl, 18-year-old black girl, got arrested for punching her teacher in the face who was handicapped, who was like in the wheelchair bound, 65 years old. She just beat the hell out of her. Yeah. It was a huge 18-year-old black girl.
Yeah, imagine that was like your aunt, man.
Bro, that's why I be thinking. My mom used to be a substitute teacher, fam. I'm thinking like, bro. Them kid know her, bro. I'm falling up on that school, bro. I don't care if y'all 16, really? Bro. You about to get these 20-year-old hands.
Yeah, I was like, man.
I'll ask her about some stories because I've had some subs in my life and shit gets wild.
You've been to city school, so you know.
I hope she's had a good.
I know, she's good. A very cool person. They love her. People like her in general, so.
At the same middle school where is that gym pedophile teacher, I remember a lot of students didn't like the vice principal. So on like the last day of school, they slashed all four of his tires.
How do you like it so far? Don't forget to reach out via social media and suggest the next hot topics to argue about.
Wow.
The funny thing is though that they recorded it, so then like the people who did it got caught right away.
Of course they got to record. They ain't that smart.
Like, but it was kind of funny though because it's like they really didn't like that teacher or that principal that much that they actually went and slashed their tires. And you know how hard it is to slash some tires? Like that's not just like slicing a piece of paper.
It's a different debate for a different time because it could be, but we'll talk about that some other time.
Talking with somebody with experience, okay?
I don't got experience.
Just on what end? Were you slash tired or were you slash tired?
No, I'm tired.
We're recording. You didn't do that.
This is way too easy. They slash these tires. I was only in the house for 30 seconds.
What?
Yeah, that's how it was. He wasn't slashing no tires. How dare you assume, Fred, that he has experience slashing tires?
My apologies.
But when you think about it, though, for real, like the only way that teachers, you know, who are born male and, you know, decide to remain male, want to go back to the classroom is you have to address those issues at hand. You have to address, you know, the fact that, you know, everything is costing much more money. And because the inflation just keep rising and rising, the current teachers now, they may not decide to keep teaching. Like a lot of
made more money than I thought they did. They make around like 60,000, some of them 45.
Well, those are tenured. Those are tenured. Hold on now. Those are unionized 5, 10, 15 year teachers. Wait a minute now.
Entry level teachers, bro, is like 20 to 30.
No, now you wildin'. Not for high school.
Not for real, bro. It's like 25 to 30.
I'm talking for high school. For high school, teachers start at the low end 40K, and that's if you're like a gym teacher.
Yeah, the average public teacher salary for my state, Alabama, is about 49 to 65.
Yeah, but remember that's average, so that they're not including like entry level. That's like the average.
Entry level is about 40,000. Yeah, 42,000.
Yeah, 40,000.
I thought I didn't know teacher made that much. I thought they made about 30 something.
And the way they always
protest and pay.
See, my thing with that is I always used to think the same thing until like you're on that side. And so then it's like the amount of work you have to do to earn that money, it's comparable because you're when you're a teacher, it's not just the hours that you work in the day. You also have the weekends and the night.
All the grading and all that. That's why you should give easy homework. I don't know why y'all doing so much work.
that's the thing, too. It's like, why do y'all teachers, like, y'all get paid good money for the whole year? You only work 8 to 9 months. So in those 8 to 9 months, you should be working 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
And so you shouldn't be. I forgot that, too, bro. They'd be off a lot of time. I don't know. Let me know.
Yeah, they'd be off.
More pay. Get the teachers more pay, man. They need it.
But hold on now. If you give them more pay, the classrooms are going to be full of students. Now it's going to double the chances of somebody saying that the teacher touched them or the teacher said something inappropriate. Because now it's not just about touching. It's now, oh, he said something he shouldn't have. Like, what'd he say? He said the F word. It's like, what? It's like now you get in trouble for that. It's like I didn't even touch these kids. I did nothing. I slipped my tongue on accident. It's like, just Freeman, you have been suspended for 4 weeks for use of foul language to these 9-year-old kids. It's like, man, wow.
Just could be a good teacher, bro. You could be a great role model. You gonna be a teacher? Would you volunteer to be a teacher for 1 year, Justin? What about you?
You know, it's crazy. Like real talk, I've like heard that so much in my life. And it like disgusts me because what the fuck? Why I cannot teach this shit? What the hell?
You relate to them, man.
Nah, you really
can relate to anybody, nigga. I'm good with people.
The fuck? Yeah, that's exactly why, bro. Can you imagine? You can transfer your knowledge to younger kids.
Exactly. The kids respect it. They'll be like, oh my God, we're going to Mr. Gat. We're going to Mr. Justin's class. Oh my God. But yay, my favorite class of the day. Man, what could Justin be teaching? What do you think he'll teach? What do you think he teach?
Definitely gym. He ain't gonna let no kids punk him. Like, wait, hold on. You thought I was strong with that layup? Hold on now. Check it up. Wait a minute now. You talking out a boom block. What happened now, Jimmy? And then the moment that Justin takes it serious with like a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, that's when the principal comes in. It's like, Mister, what did we say about going hard on these kids? They said, well, hold on now. It's not my fault. He started trash talking me. It's like, what did we say about letting the kids get into your head? We understand you have a weak mind, but come on now. You're the teacher. Don't get all, you know, riled up. It's like,
if I was a teacher, bro, I would teach like English or history.
And I'll say, or English. It's like poetry.
Not even that. Today's class. We are going to listen to J. Cole.
You just say today you just sexually assaulted like all the women in there, bro. We're reporting you right now.
I'll be like, where's the proof?
Hey, but no lie though. In my
they just be recording for no reason. They're probably doing a TikTok in the back and they just caught you saying it back.
Hey, no lie though. In my English 2 class, the first thing that we did was we studied J. Cole's lyrics, and he broke it down to us. Like he used this method of breaking down art. And he's like, this is the same way that I break down sentences in my exams and stuff like that. And my MCAS, which is like the National Massachusetts exam for high schoolers. He's saying that he broke it down the same way he would with anything else. And at the end of like the week after we broke it down, because it was every day, we're breaking down like a different sentence or a different verse. And we're piecing together his story and what he meant by everything that he was saying. And it was so crazy because afterwards he was like, y'all never would have thought that you guys would have studied a rap for English class, huh? And it's like, no, sir. Like, we thought poetry, maybe. And it's like, well, rap is pretty much poetry. I was like, man, this is why we need male teachers who are African-American, because you couldn't have gotten that with any other race of people in an English class. Like, bruh. In the same class, we studied Othello. Like, that was even crazier, too.
Studied what?
Othello.
Enlightened for the non-enlightened.
So Othello is a Shakespearean story based off of a Moor who married a white woman. And essentially the story is that he's not allowed to be with her no matter what. And it's pretty much implied because he's black. So he's not allowed to be with her. And then the whole story is just like him trying to be with her. And like either she's not faithful to him, or like she doesn't want him, or like other people don't want him. And they pretty much like split her up. That is one of like the simplest ways and what I remember of it. I don't know if I'm correct, Jeff.
Yeah, very simple way he is.
Yeah, so it's one of those few Shakespearean stories that actually has a black person there. And that's why he wanted to study. He's like, hey, look, we need to study this. Da 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 da. You know, and that's, I think, again, that's why we need those kind of teachers. We also broke down the Trayvon Martin shooting and a lot of the articles that went into that, because that, I think that was around the time when it happened. And like everybody was just in shock that Zimmerman was just going to like walk away and stuff like that. And he was grieving with us. He was like, man, I can't believe the justice system is doing black men a disservice. And it's like, wow, he actually felt the pain, because he was like, that could have been me instead of Trayvon getting shot down. And that's something that you can't really hear from, you know, any other kind of teacher, because they don't share that kind of experience or that point of view in life.
Mm. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're correct. I don't know. I don't see it getting better though. Like the way our society, I think it's the way society is moving. No lie, men with children is dangerous. Just like offset, like that's
somebody would just have stigma. To make it a trend or something.
Like this dude walking around with his child, took her into the bathroom to change her diaper. They called the police on him. Thought he was a pedophile raping a little girl. I'm like, bro, he just trying to change the diaper. Like, where would you even get that from, bro? Like, it's what's people in people's minds.
Man, that's sad.
I can't even take my daughter out. Y'all think I'm kidnapping a child.
Man, and that'd be even crazier if it was an interracial child.
Bro, there's a story about a black dude taking his adopted daughter, white daughter, about like 5 or 6, through the airport. And on the plane, they called the police so that when the plane landed, they didn't let him get off and the police interrogated him because they thought they was trafficking a child.
On the plane?
Yeah. So just like, and then they wouldn't let him sit with the child.
Man.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like ingrained in people nowadays. And just getting worse by the day.
What this world has come to.
Yeah, you can't even avoid that if you wanted to.
That's why a lot of mixed races, like, bro, imagine you're a black dad with a little white daughter, bro. Bro, you probably get in so many weird situations and looks if you have a little white daughter and you're a black man. Like,
bro, I feel like that's the goal of the world, to make it more awkward every year, man. As a man, just to make it more and more awkward to be a man. Like,
that's tough. Like all the qualities that strong men
just
have,
being a mixed dad with a daughter doesn't match your skin tone, be dangerous.
I mean, being born a man today is dangerous. It's like you automatically have like a 35% chance to be a danger to society. Like it seems like every time, everything that you do, like, oh, he grabbed the pencil. You know what he's going to do with that pencil, right? It's like, no, I'm just going to go and write down how much money I'm trying to make this year. And he's like, wait, you're not going to attack me? It's like, no. Like, you think I'm going to attack you? Like, Martha, come on now. If I would have attacked you, we wouldn't be having this dialogue. Like, it's an interesting world, because in other countries, like I think in Korea, being a teacher is actually one of the most highly sought after occupations. But
they're an actually intelligent society where they actually focus on their schooling more.
And they value it so much more. Like, teachers not only make a lot of money, they're also revered.
But they also have their flaws with their school system, where, like, if you don't do well in the college scores and get a great job at a college with your connections, then you're pretty much screwed for the rest of your financial life because you're not going to get a good job.
That I do have to agree. That is one of the places where if you're not
no vulnerability unless you follow the track plan.
Yeah, if you're not top 5% in all your studies and whatnot,
they're so respected. They control your entire future, basically.
Yeah, because the teacher. Imagine though, like one question is worth like you got to wait like 50 questions, and then you get a turn to ask a question. And it's like if you have a question on like 5 or 10 different things, you can only ask one question to your teacher. And
that's why you get private tutors on top of private tutors. That's why it's so lucrative down there.
Yes, yes. The private tutor industry is booming because of that, because they need to have that one-on-one. And it's crazy. Like in America, they take that close classroom for granted, and they don't use the teachers like that. And instead, they just essentially abuse the teachers versus in countries like Korea. It's like they see teachers as like the mentors. Yeah, pretty much the mentors of the next generation.
And that's what they are.
And I don't think men over there have an issue being teachers. I think it's actually like one of like the most respected jobs that you can have, because not only can you do essentially whatever you want, but you can actually guide the students that are truly like really passionate and really smart. It's like almost like Fred's favorite pupil, that if they ask Fred a question, he answers them, they immediately have the intelligence to apply it. And if they don't, he could just berate them. Like, why did you waste my time?
Oh my God, bro. I'm gonna get my ruler from the top of the class. I'm like, I'm not gonna hit him. I'm just hit the desk. I know I can hit him, but I won't hit him first. I gotta give him a second chance to answer first. Let him think. Then I'm gonna hit him. Yeah, and none like a little pain to make it think quicker.
It's like, come on, you can answer. This is simple American English. It's like, oh, sorry. See, you can say sorry, but you can't say
something. The parents come, thank you for hitting them. They're like, thank you for my son. Yes. I'm like, hey, yo, Baka.
Then they go home and they beat him even harder. It's like, how dare you let that American hit you? It's like, how dare you even get it wrong in the first place? You need extra lessons. No more Nintendo, no more tennis, no more One Piece. One Piece? No One Piece. You know how serious when they'd be like, no One Piece or no sports or whatever. And they're like, hey, Mr.
You're waking up 2 hours early.
They're like, hey, Mr. Fred, we just want to let you know that we banned our son from no One Piece, no soccer, no swimming, no nothing. He's only going to study your lesson from now on. And you let us know if he keeps fooling around. And it's like, oh, thank you so much. And say, and listen, we'll buy you a bigger ruler if you need it, especially for our son.
with the English transfer program and stuff, would y'all ever think about going and do that?
Go
teach English in like Japan or Korea or anything? Or in China?
It's always a possibility, because the ability to go to another nation and get paid to teach something that you use on a daily basis. Like, it's very different, I would say, than it, like if a female went over there, because it's like, not to say that you can't, but it's a much more complicated to assimilate into a location when, especially if you're single, like anybody could essentially be your potential mate over there. But if you're going there for business, then you can't really do that. Or that would be something. What, you think that would be something that's doable?
Yes. What's stopping you? Now that they have a clause where you can't go over there and find someone to mate with and fall in love with or something. Well,
the difference of language and culture.
Bro, a lot of them speak English. And then you also have the people in your class. And probably their parents speak English.
In your class, you're the teacher. What? You're the teacher. Are you assuming that female pedophiles are over there?
There's English adult class. What are you talking about?
What about society, though, when they be like, oh, wow, superstar.
There's a lot of people who dream of that, going over there to teach English so they can find their mate in that country.
And I mean, I heard that, yeah, when black people go to Japan and Korea and you're out there in public, they immediately be like, hey, are you famous? Hey, can I touch your hair?
It's like, famous today, depending on what you look like.
Yeah, I was watching this documentary and they were just
imagine my 6'4" tall ass walking around the ducking side doors and everywhere.
They'd be like, "Oh, you play NBA basketball?"
I can say yes too. Like, yeah. wear some Nikes. Wear a Nike jumpsuit, dog.
You Kawhi, and be like, "Yeah." It's like, "Oh, look at you, long finger." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, "Yo,
you long finger, nah, bro. You're different."
Oh my god. Because, you know, that's just how it is, bro. You know, like, in different places, you get seen differently, you know. Same with the professions, the kind of things that you do, regardless. But then to bring it back, you know, to be able to get teachers to even remotely think about having their main focus, their main breadwinner, there would be a lot of things that would have to be changed. And America would have to take a look at their education system. Like, what's the point of the education system? Is it effective for the students? And if there's something missing, then I think one of the biggest things missing is having that male energy in class. It's much needed. You need somebody to be alpha-minded, not somebody that half the students disrespect. Because, you know, if there's a teacher, a lot of the male students, like, they're mad disrespectful to her. They don't want to listen to her. And versus, like, with the male teachers, they want to butt heads with him. But they know, A, they can't beat him either on intellect or in strength. And male teachers know how to maneuver that beautifully. They know how to use
that. No. You're putting blanket statements. There's a lot of unreliable male teachers.
You've had? In my anecdotal experience, I haven't had one of those wimpy teachers. So in my
you're paying like all male teachers are perfect golden creatures.
I haven't had except that gym teacher that you're talking about. I haven't had a very terrible experience with male teachers.
How many male teachers do you think there are percentage-wise in America? I just been looking that up. How many at 100%, how many teachers do you think are males?
It's probably less than 20 or 30%.
What about you, Justin?
I would like to say it's like a 15% to 25%.
Fact of the day, there are 27% male teachers.
Yeah, look at that. I was right on the money. Not even 30. Yeah. It doesn't seem like there's too many of them, unfortunately. It's sad. But I don't think it's just the wage.
That's a good amount. But they're very few.
But
I wonder if there's a study that tells us how many of them are gym teachers. that would be a funny study. Because, you know, the gym teacher role is predominantly male most of the time.
Yeah, but that would suck if the only thing that men can teach is how to work out. Like, what?
Even that's in question now, you know?
Oh my lord, yes. Oh my lord, that sucks.
No, that's been in question. Pacer test is no longer.
Yeah, that sucks because then, you know, because didn't you have to get your qualifications for your physical or whatever compared to other guys and other girls and whatnot? Like, that's gonna go away too?
Oh,
that's been gone away.
No, for real?
Yes.
Why would they do that though? Everybody wants to know how they compete against other people, don't they?
No.
At least I always place like in the top.
They don't have the options. The upper management has the option of whether they tell you how you did against others. And currently we're deciding not to do that.
Man, I used to love doing that because every year I would try to, like, you know, be in the top 5%, but I've never cracked the top 10%. Like, my 40-yard dash was like always like 4.8, 4.9. And then we had like dudes that were like running like 4.3, 4.4 in gym. And I'm just like, man, how am I supposed to compete against these dudes? Yo, these dudes are hella quick. Like, they're so fast. And then you have the gym teacher who can't run at all. It's like, you just gotta try harder. And it's like, man, you're like a donut away from like exploding, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, in my prime, I had records.
Yeah.
And I was a high school athlete of the century.
Yo,
maybe they want to take a break. Like, I worked so hard all my life, man. I'm chilling. I'm trying the other side.
Bro, both of them said that for real. It was like, oh, when I was your age, you know, when I was your age, I was running a 4.2. And I'm like, man, you look 4.2. Like, you wasn't running no 4.2, man. And the other dude, like, man, y'all are lying. But it let me know, though, that it's kind of cool to have somebody there to at least be an example of, like, what you're supposed to do. Because I remember I would always wild out in gym. Like, I would always treat the females exactly like how the men, you know, and the teachers.
Oh, my God.
I'm with my equality, bro. You know what I'm saying? I treat everybody the same way. I joke on everybody.
No, I'm not joking. This guy's the one dude that would full force kick the ball right at the shorty's face. Like, you're not gonna catch it.
Competition, bro. Competition.
Right. Yeah, because there were some of them that they were very competitive. Like the girls on the soccer team and the softball team, they would be trying. It's the other girls, the girls like that wouldn't be trying, and they would. Unfortunately, be in my way. They're just being my way. I mean, like, yo, can you like sit down? Like, I don't want to get an F in this class. That's like, all right, listen, if you're gonna be on my team, you need to either get out the way or just pass me the ball. Like, I need you to do your job, which is to get out of my way. And the more you can get out of my way, the more we got a chance to win. I don't even care about winning. It's like, girl, winning is everything to me in this moment. I can't let them dudes talk to me like they're better than me. Like, are you kidding me? Yo, it would always be a competition. And the teachers will all be like, yo, hey, don't take it so seriously. Let the girls, you know, play. I'm like, I am letting them play. I'm letting them know what the play is. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Get out the way. And then they wouldn't. They would be mad, like when somebody else would like run over them, like, and they're like, "Oh, you're supposed to help me." I'm like, "What am I supposed to do? I told you what you're supposed to do is just get out the way. Like that's your safety net. Like you just get out the way. That like there's nothing I can do. Like what am I supposed to be your shield? Let them hit me? No, you could just sit down and just take the F for the day. Like that was always my viewpoint, but you know that's why I needed to have that." Male teacher to be consistently letting me know, like, hey, let him try sometimes. I would give him a chance, but you know, of course, what would happen? The athletic ones, like the ones that were in the softball team and the soccer team, they would always, you know, perform accordingly. But the other ones, not so much. But yeah, it's something that this nation has to revisit, especially once we become parents. I'm sure that's something that we're going to definitely heavily revisit.
Glad I don't got to worry about now all the parents lobbying at their school districts and stuff. Man, that seems like such annoying, petty shit. Like, they have so many different people to deal with and so many levels to it.
I mean, it's a waste of tax money unless they do.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem, man. That's why I need to make enough money so I can have a private school. And then I can literally have my money talk for me. Like, I'm not paying for my child to be here, and that's $40,000 a head. So, I mean, you want $40,000? We got to change some things here, sir.
Yo, imagine if you went to a private school and they gave you the choice to select your teachers for your children.
Are we doing interviews for that's different money. That's different. That's money school.
That's yo facts. That's money.
I need to interview my teachers, bro. Yeah, bro, like, I was joking. If about 40, I may be able to afford 20,000, maybe.
You'd be like, hey, so we're actually voting to see what kind of teachers we want.
Yo, are there schools with pay plans I can get on? Like, put me on a pay plan, please.
Not an Afterpay. Talk to me, Klarna.
Okay. Like, can I pay for the 4 years, like in 16 years? Like,
for this, is that
can I get a low interest rate?
For this year, it's 16,000 with this teacher that only has 2 years of education experience. But for 50,000, you get the teacher that's been teaching for 25 years. It's like, oof. It's like, is there a better one? It's like, for 150,000, you get a PhD professor to come teach the class. It's like, dang. It's like, so when do they start? It's like, they start as soon as you pay the down payment. Money talk. The best education ain't free.
I mean, honestly, education is wasted anyway. You're just indoctrinating them. Probably could teach the child homeschool better. Like, okay, question. And if you have a child about like 5-10 years from now, realistically, how important is math to you for your child to learn? With the technology we have right now, calculators, like I would just teach them the base of math, like get them up to algebra and a little bit of geometry. Everything else they don't need. They really don't need. They could have to study a different elective course, like programming or something. Like there's so many better things that school wouldn't allow you to switch out for.
I wouldn't say math wouldn't be vital, but I would say the function of math per se. Like teaching them a different kind of math that you still like to know how to input calculations, to know how to.
Yeah. It would take nowhere near as long. I'm saying they wouldn't allow that. You're not going to be able to do that in school. I'm saying
you have to take away some extra like curriculums for math that they teach.
Not everything that we had to learn. Like what we had to learn was pretty much.
We didn't
like,
need to learn it, bro. We had calculated useless. At that point, bro. The waste of time.
Yeah, useless.
I mean, you have this shit now.
No, I still use most of what I learned, unfortunately.
To do what? What do you use all those formulas
probability.
And the probability? You know, it's probable.
This man out here doing you know actual probable?
Goddamn anything, bro.
When they showed me in pre-calculus how to calculate probability, I was like, you can mathematically calculate probability? And they're like, yes, it's an actual mathematics. I was like, what? This is the greatest mathematical formula of my life. Are you kidding me? And I was like, you can apply this to real life scenarios? And they're like, yes. I'm like, what? It's like, yes, this is what NASA and all these other places, they use all this. And it's like, wow. And like, you know, you use certain factors to increase it, the possibilities. Like, I remember one of the math teachers, he used to work for JetBlue, and he was actually one of the engineers that would design one of the big engines for the plane. And he was saying, like, it was 20 engineers always in a room trying to figure out how to resolve this issue, which is always you're running out of money, you have expensive materials, and you have barely any time to get the employees to create it. Like, how do you function? You know, not only is there teamwork involved, there's always communication, and there's always like somebody that's trying to be too alpha, and they are never humble enough to like recognize that they don't know the answer and they're wrong. And it's like, you know, one time my first project, you know, I let that guy just continue. And then like we lost like $20 million because that guy, you know, made a big mistake and nobody corrected him, even though we pretty much knew he was wrong. And I was like, man, that's crazy. And I was like, what'd you do the next time? I was like, well, the next time we were like, okay, we double checked his work and then we showed him everybody was like, hey, you're wrong. If we do your idea again, we're going to lose some more money. And I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy. Like, he actually had real world experience doing what he said we should be doing with math, which is solving problems and, you know, making the world a better place and whatnot. But
fuck it, you ain't doing that shit unless you're in a Pacific field.
Yeah, that's why he was an engineer. He was saying that in as an engineer, math is your everyday thing. And somebody was like, but I want to be like an English major. And he's like, well, then you're just taking this class to graduate, you know, but. That's just the importance of mathematics.
That's why I want to know what my child wants to do early. I'm going to be assessing my child consistently so I can figure out what they want to do early and then focus their extracurricular activities around that.
I mean, think about it. If you homeschool your child, it's like they're in college, because the moment they figure out what they want to do, then you could just build the classes that they need in order to achieve what they want versus this cookie cutter way of going to school, which is everybody do the same thing. And then when you graduate high school, then you decide. And even still, the first 2 years are the same classes everybody else is taking. So you really only have 2 years ever out of all your education to learn what you really want to learn. It kind of sucks.
Or to ever really go towards a field that you want to. So I hear you.
Yeah, like if, and that's for a 4-year university. Like, your first 2 years are pretty much just studying English and math, and then the last 2 years are studying the actual thing, versus a community college actually, you know, hits you right off the bat. Same with like a technical high school for the high schoolers. Like, immediately you start learning skill sets that make you money. But essentially, you know, that's the gist of male teachers trying to get back into the workforce, or, you know, maybe what the incentives should be. With that said, do you guys have any upcoming projects or promotions that you guys got going on?
Stay tuned for another blog post coming in soon.
You're
still making some adjustments and figuring out how I want to actually get it done.
Nice, nice.
Stories on the way.
Yeah, we finally got the 4,000 word story. We're dropping that soon, you know, at nicopenguin.com. And if you guys like this episode, please comment like below. If we said something inappropriate, let us know. Follow us. Let us know also if you like the content that we're dropping on the site. Other than that, Argue Bros, we out.
You've been listening to Argue Bros. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening, and we'll catch up with you next week.